Many people in Utah and elsewhere consider smoking to be a vice. Commentator Baxter Black has a friend who tried to quit recently for health reasons.
They tell me Walter is smoking again. But life is a compromise. He tried to kill himself so many ways, the heart was not a surprise. I guess he's lucky they found him in time. Was close, as I understand. Pickups on dirt roads at breakneck speed would have killed a lesser man. The nurses said he was pleasant at times when he was anesthetized. But alas, he relapsed back to normal. His arteries re-vulcanized. It was awful to watch his recovery. His forced marches down by the wood, striding along in his tannies, and he's quit eating everything good. Begrudgingly, he's getting better. Got horseback, but some things have changed. He's growing a beard, and he's writing his memoirs out on the range. He's given the kids a little more slack at running the home ranch outfit. Of course, they threatened to leave him next time if he didn't back off a bit. So he's still the biggest buck in the herd and goes around leaving his scrape and bugling some. But he's careful now about who he gets bent out of shape. So the fact I hear that he's smoking again is sort of what I would expect. With his rebuilt heart, he's probably deduced there's nothing left to protect. I ask if his doctors agreed with his scheme. He said, nope, their warnings were stern. Said sooner or later they'd see him again, but they wouldn't be near as concerned.
The comments of cowboy poet and former large animal veterinarian Baxter Black.